It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. We are expecting a big development in Florida's Senate race today. People close to Florida Republican Governor Charlie Crist say he plans to announce he is dropping out of the Republican primary. He's expected to run for the Senate as an independent. In recent weeks, Crist has publicly pondered this move as his conservative Republican opponent, former State House Speaker Marco Rubio, built a commanding lead in the polls. NPR's Greg Allen has our report.
Charlie Crist seemed to be enjoying the attention in recent days as the anticipation mounted and reporters had one pressing question.
Is this your last day as a Republican?
I didn't say that.
Is this your last day running in the Republican primary for U.S. Senate?
I didn't say that either.
What he wouldn't say to journalists, Crist has shared with close friends and supporters. They say that at a campaign event this afternoon in St. Petersburg, he'll announce that he's decided not to file papers to run in the Republican primary. Instead, Crist will run in the general election with no party affiliation. It's a decision that immediately scrambles the race. Suddenly, the primaries no longer matter. Both Rubio and the leading candidate for the Democratic nomination, Congressman Kendrick Meek, appear to have those contests sewn up. The general election campaign may have begun, Rubio says, but don't expect to see him begin moderating his conservative message.
I think my positions are mainstream American positions that talk about limited government, the free enterprise system, how the world is a better place when America is the strongest country in the world. That's what I ran on. That's what I'm campaigning on. That message isn't going to change. Who I am and why I'm running is not going to change based on the political calculus.
For Charlie Crist, the political calculus has become pretty clear. Polls show him well behind Rubio in a two-man Republican primary. But in a three-man race between Rubio and Meek in the general election, he's competitive. Analysts say if anyone could pull off a successful independent bid, it might be Crist, a moderate with a popular streak who's consistently reached across party lines. But it will be difficult. Democratic strategist Steve Shale, who directed President Obama's campaign here in Florida, has crunched the numbers.
This year, Crist is going to be having to get, you know, a good chunk, 25% to 30% of both parties in a year when both parties are going to have very good nominees. So I'm not saying it's impossible. I think, quite honestly, he's got a better shot as an independent. But, you know, that shot may be, you know, from 1% or if he stays in the primary to 25 or 30% if he switches over.
Another challenge for Crist will be money. He's long been a prodigious fundraiser and is thought to have about $10 million on hand. So far, despite pressures from the Republican Party to cut ties, some of Crist's longtime donors and fundraisers have indicated they'll stand by him. But the pressure will continue to mount. Michael Connolly is with Club for Growth, a Washington-based group that's planning to contact Crist donors and encourage them to ask for their money back.
A lot of the money that flowed into his campaign was really front-runner money, was money that was going to the winner. So we think that there's going to be a lot of flexibility in terms of the connection between that money and Governor Crist personally.
In recent weeks, as Crist made it clear he was considering whether to remain in the primary or run as an independent, a slew of Republicans in Florida and nationally withdrew their endorsements and threw their support to Rubio. The state GOP even sent a memo to elected Republicans telling them that under party rules, they are required to pull their endorsements from Crist and request the return of any contributions to his campaign. Asked about losing the endorsements, Crist was philosophical.
We live in America. And in this country, people have the right and the opportunity to do what they believe in their heart is right. And I would encourage every American to do exactly that every day.
Crist has been a mainstay of Florida Republican politics since the 1980s, when he served as an aide to former Senator Connie Mack. He's been a state senator, education commissioner, attorney general, and governor. With today's announcement, he's apparently decided that the only way he'll get to his next office in the U.S. Senate is by leaving his political party behind. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.